Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all clown for cats that ain't just big talkers. Show 'em what it really means to be a fake walker.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, N-God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts on Sundays at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time. I'm checking out my homie, Fake Walker, on what a kingdom of
What DJ Young Hope? You know what I do on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock? I listen to Faith Walker in the King of Voices gospel program. Hit me up on Facebook, Young Hope. Twitter, Young Hope 503. And remember, there is always hope for your situation. Yeah.
Hi, this is Prophetess Lenine Hamayo, a.k.a. Doctor Intimacy. When I'm not worshiping in the beauty of holiness, I'm listening to EMG Radio, Kingdom Voices gospel program, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. You ought to listen to
me. Yo, yo, peace, God's people. This is Mr. Mayberry checking in, representing Texas. And every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I'm listening to Faith Walker, the Lazarus, on the Kingdom Voices gospel program. Yeah, y'all.
Listen, this is Tandy Church of Sunday Saints. Prepare as you begin the day of the church. Get your praise on. Be encouraged on today. Let's get into it. Let's go. We got our guests coming on shortly, so stay tuned. Let's get into it.
Like having some old church. Y'all feel like having some old church? Come on. Feel like having some old church?
I feel good. Y'all can sit all you want, but I'm getting ready to dance in here. Anybody came to dance? Look at your neighbor and say, I came to get a dance on in here. I came to get my dance out. All right, we're going to step in here.
Telling me
like you're gonna clap 'em all. I clap 'em like you're gonna, I clap 'em like you're gonna, I clap 'em like you're gonna clap 'em all. I heard somebody say, are you sure that it was Jesus that was telling you something? I told him, mama told me to put your trust in Jesus. I knew it wasn't mama that was talking to me. Somebody else said, are you sure that it wasn't your father that was talking to you?
Keep on going. ain't praising, if you ain't dancing up out of your seat, if you ain't cutting a rug, if you ain't encouraged, if you ain't getting your praise on right now, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's wrong with you. You are tuned into the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. I am your host for this evening. I am the Lazarus Minister Faith Walker. Welcome, welcome. It's where we interview the best in gospel music. Praise, worship, and praise, quartet, contemporary, gospel rap, poetry, we name it. It's all done for the honor and glory of God, amen, in Jesus' name, amen. So what you heard in the mix was Canton Spirituals, Troy Ramsey, and the gospel legend. They'll be with us on February the 2nd, amen, amen. This is our Tear the Church Up segment. If you don't know already, amen, we got awesome men of God, amen, who's going to tear the church up with us. We're going to get into their project, amen. But let's go into a word of prayer, amen. Let's make sure that everything goes well, amen. When you got anointed people of God coming on, you want to make sure things are done in decency and order, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you do a mighty move on this broadcast, Lord God. We just humble ourselves and we ask that you forgive us for our trespasses, our sins, iniquities, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that's not of you, Lord God, take it out of us, Lord God. Take the weight off, Lord God. Take the heaviness, Lord God. Shift the atmosphere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just declare, decree, Lord God, and release your angels. Take authority over everything by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, Lord God. And Lord God, touch everybody who's here by divine assignment, Lord God. Let them be encouraged, Lord God. Lord God, let them shake off their heavy load, Lord God. Let them look to the shining star, Lord God. Let them know that you're a safety zone, Lord God. Let them know that you fix it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're in our midst right now, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for being good to us, Lord God. Lord God, even when we wasn't worthy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who are listening, blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot. The number is 347-945-5416. The number is 347-945-5416. And you can just press 1 anytime during the call when we're talking to the men of God, amen. We're going to bring them on shortly, amen, as we get into our scripture reading. Amen. I'll be coming from Psalm 100. We're going to keep it 100 tonight, so we're going to Psalm 100. And it reads in verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. My God, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. My God, somebody about to run. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. All generations, amen. And that just reminds us, amen, that quartet music, amen, is for all generations, amen. God is raising up a generation that is seeking them, seeking him in this hour, amen, who is taking the foundation, who is laid by the saints of old, amen, such as Mighty Clouds of Joy, amen, such as Willie Neal, amen, the Pilgrim Jubilees, amen, those early saints, amen. And God has just raised up some men of God who is carrying the torch, amen, and who will help you shake loose out of your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. But before we enter, get the men of God on, I'd like to send a special shout out, amen, to my spiritual parents. I have many of them. I can't get to you all, amen. Don't charge it to the heart, amen. But Pastor Harvey and the Sound Doctrine Ministries, Sister Sonia, Judo, Bianca, the Simmons family, Rose, Pastor Desmond, Tamara Carruthers, Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, International Ministries, Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall, and also Behind the Veil Prayer Ministries, where I executive administrate, amen. And this group comes by way of Tennessee, and they are here to help us tear the church up on the spotlight for tonight. The Rhythm of Gospel nominees, I am talking about Tennessee's very own, the Chosen Brothers. Chosen Brothers, are you there?
Yes, sir, Doc.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening.
Oh, praise God, man. We just blessed to be able to have y'all brothers on here, man, and it's just an honor and privilege. We know y'all busy men of God, and y'all definitely go to a lot of different churches to allow the gift of God, allow God to use you, amen. But for those who don't know, just tell us your names, amen, for those who don't know, and instruments or any lead that you may do in the group.
I'm Michael Terrange. I'm the lead singer of the group.
And my name is Isaac Bam Richardson. I play the drums in the group. Me and my brother here, we organized the Chosen Brothers back in 2008. So God gave us the vision, and we're just blessed to be able to see it through and follow through with it.
Amen, amen. It's an honor and privilege, amen. So now, to give everybody your ages to start off, well, how old are you, brothers? Because you're very youthful, amen. Let them know your ages.
I'm the oldest man out of me and my brother here. It's actually three brothers, me, man, and my baby brother. I'm 28. I'm about to be 28. Lord Jesus, if the Lord delays coming spirit's life, I'm 27 right now. Man is 26, man. You 26?
Yeah, I'll be 27 this year. Yep.
26, and then my baby brother's 22. So I feel like old age sitting on me. He acts like he tried to be older than what he is. That's his problem. So he...
Thing I get about the Chosen Brothers is your brothers are young, but y'all sound like y'all been doing this for quite a while. For those who like the answer to that question, please answer that for the listening audience, amen, about the Chosen Brothers sound.
And we've been in this thing since we was babies, man. Our father's done this, our uncle's done it, so it's an inheritance to us, so, you know, it's nothing new to us, man. And like you said, you brought up earlier, the Willie Neal Johnsons, the late Robert Blairs, and, you know, all the greats, man. We came up under all those guys, man. So we took a little bit of all of them, man, and we love it.
Oh, wow.
The late great Robert Blair. You address Robert Blair, the great Robert Blair.
Amen. Hey, we don't want the great. Amen. That's one of the original Teddy Church up ones right there now.
Yeah, me and my brother, we had this thing to where he's a Keno fan and I'm a Volunteer fan. So,
yeah.
You know, we just kind of have that rivalry. So, you know, if you ever hear us going at it about that, don't pay us no attention. That's just brother rivalry.
Okay. So when did y'all, exactly, what age were y'all when y'all started doing quartet music, when you know that, okay, let's do this, brothers, let's really do this?
Man, we actually, like I said, when we start, we've been doing quartet. My brother, he actually started out playing drums. I started playing drums for the little group. And then he, it's probably about 2007, 2008, we were singing with our father, and he was like, man, let's do our own thing, man. You know, quartet is changing, and it's going in a new direction. And, you know, pops there, man, they're getting older, man, so let's do our own thing, and let's kind of follow quartet where it's going. So I was 18, 19, and, I mean, it was like 18, 19 years old, and,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We just knew this is what we wanted to do, man, and that was it.
Amen. What are some of the adversities that y'all seen being in the gospel industry, doing quartet? You know, the Bible said don't let no one despise your youth. I sense by the Spirit that y'all been through quite a travel along your journey. Amen. What are some of the things y'all encounter along your way doing this music for God?
Wow, that's me and my brother were talking the other day. It's so crazy. It's like he was saying that we've relived the Temptations movie, and it's just kind of like that's pretty much what you go through. People coming in and out, you know, people that you sow into, and
yes,
they not dedicated 100% or understand your vision. You know, because the Bible says, "Without a vision, the people will perish." So. Trying to get everybody to understand your vision and what God has for you. You know, it's been times where he's wanted to give up and I've wanted to give up. And, you know, it's just, at the end of the day, it's always kind of just been me and him. But, you know, God always, no matter what situation we've been in, God's always had a ram in the bush. God's always given us what we needed to fight and hang on when we thought it was pretty much over, you know.
Yeah,
God's
yeah.
opened a lot of doors for us to only be singing 4 years. You know, we just had the opportunity on Tuesday to be able to sign to a major label. And that's a dream. This is, you know, we knew what we wanted to do starting out. You know, we knew 4 years ago, hey, this is what we want to do. We want to be a part of this new wave of quartet. We want to be able to share our ministry across the world and travel and provide for our families and still, you know, see the world and do it successfully. And God opened that door and allowed us to be able to sign. You know, it's an honor and a privilege, but we've ran out of people just coming and going, people telling us, no, we can't do it, or y'all too edgy, or, you know, hearing no and then seeing God say yes, that right there is enough right there to just say anything is possible and dreams do come true.
So you would say, would you say that through all the adversity that y'all have gone through, the Chosen Brothers, as a gospel quartet group, the many struggles y'all went through, that it birthed a greater anointing out of that? Have you felt God just take you and your brother to another level through the growing pains of the group? Excuse me.
Man, you really just hit it on the head. You know, me and my brother, we sit down and we have a lot of conversations. And just a few weeks ago, we actually had some guys, or actually some family members, to walk out on us. And it just seems like as soon as he done that, like God just showed you. Now, you depended on man, and I told you depend on me. Now it's my turn. Mm. Do what I asked you and watch me work. And, man, you know, as soon as we turned it over, man, God started doing things, and he got us the offer for the label. Many different doors were opening for us, man. People were calling from areas that we didn't even know about, that people knew about us. I mean,
yeah.
And all this is happening within days of span, or, you know, week span. And so, you know what I'm saying, God has elevated us so quick, man. And it's just, you know, he just told us, just be still, hold on, and trust me, man. And it's funny that you said that, man. We just had the conversation.
Amen, amen. God be the glory. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. This is the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. We got Tennessee very own in the building, the Chosen Brothers. We're going to be playing some joints off of their project. Amen. We're going to be getting into it. Amen. So definitely stay tuned on EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan On The Spot. Guys, I want you to tell me, amen, about this Dancing in the Aisle anthem that we know of as the Safety Zone. Tell us about the Safety Zone.
I'll let you tell them about that, Ben. I'll let you handle that one.
Safety Zone was actually arranged by my brother, and the concept is actually featuring the producer of the CD, Mr. Darnell Williams, from the Williams Singers out of Indianapolis, man. Major shout-out to him, man. That brother's a mastermind. But Safety Zone is a good old hand-clapping song that we just kind of wanted to see. We love drives. We were brought up with drives. Like, you know, we were brought up around the greatest driving group ever, the Fantastic Violinettes. I'm sorry. I had to get it.
Amen.
But Safety Zone is one of those songs where it has a message in it, but it also – We do it a little different live, but Safety Zone is my personal favorite song on the CD. And it's just basically saying, no matter what happens in life, God's got me. As long as you stay in God's will, as long as you stay in the Safety Zone, then there's nothing in the world that can actually harm you. And that's something that we say in the song. And that's, like I said, that's my favorite song on the CD.
Amen, amen. Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce this song we're about to get into, the Safety Zone.
Okay, well, right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you my favorite song off the CD, and I would almost want to say my brother's favorite song off the CD as well, too. This is Safety Zone by the Chosen Brothers out of Nashville, Tennessee, featuring Darnell Williams from the Williams Singers. Hope you enjoy.
Amen. Enjoy. Wow.
Anybody out there want to stand in the Safety Zone?
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a house of rest. And a place of safety. My God's got you. I'm here to tell you I'm a living witness. Said I'm standing in the safety zone. Sometimes love has to stand alone. You can talk.
No!
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. This is Ted at Church Up Sunday. What you just heard is the Chosen Brothers. I'm talking about that safety zone. Amen. That safety zone. Amen. My God, my God. I know that y'all brothers probably stay on that one when y'all live for quite a while.
Now, we're trying to sit in that thing, man. And it just keeps building. It gets higher and higher every time we sing it, man.
Lord have mercy. My God. How many minutes y'all usually go on that one? Probably about 15, 20 minutes, isn't it?
It seems like it, Doc. It depends on how light his feet get. His feet get light. Depending on how light his feet get.
Doc, we're setting that thing about 10, 15 minutes sometimes.
Yeah, last night is about that long, yeah. Got kind of happy last night.
Lord have mercy. So y'all seen a lot of people have encounters with the Holy Ghost through that song.
Yeah. Oh, man, that song right there, man, you see a lot of different things off of that song, man.
Amen, amen, amen. 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416. We got Tennessee's very own, the Chosen Brothers. Those of you who listen in, y'all can call in. Those of y'all who are on the line, the lines are off the chain right now. You can definitely press 1, ask these men of God any question at any given time. Also, we're doing the church roll call also. You can definitely call in, give your church shout-out, your overseer, your pastor, your apostle, your prophet, whoever in their respectable mantles and offices, amen. You can shout-out your city under 15 seconds, please. Amen, amen. We don't need you to get into the district, amen, the district, and amen, and all of them, amen. Just keep it to your pastor, amen, in Jesus' name. What I also want to say is amen. Are you married, brothers? Are your brothers married?
We are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, he said that proud.
We are. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that a sense of like that when the man, you married? Yeah, yeah, right here. Right here, Doc. Right here.
Yeah, you are.
You can tell a man that was ready to get married, amen. A man of God that was ready to get married. What about you, brother? You say you married too, or you just you're waiting on God?
We both are. No, no,
or
no.
Both
the two brothers. No, God. He said, "What?" No, the two brothers were married. That.
Okay. You know what? That's why the record company was so quick to sign your brother. He said, "No risk." Okay, okay, okay.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's one of the things in gospel music record companies. They look at that very good. If the brother's married, well, you know, they look, oh, Doc, oh, man. So, we keep it real on EMG Radio, amen. We keep it 100% real on here, amen. And definitely shout out to Pastor Hill behind the scenes, Nathan on the spot, doing what they do, holding down the switchboards and holding down the calls and making it all happen. We definitely shout y'all out, amen. We also give a special shout out to Stan Hunter, the Alabama Spirituals. Definitely shout out y'all. They will be in the building February 16th, amen, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Definitely mark that down as well, amen. But right now we're here with the Chosen Brothers, amen, here on EMG Radio. What I want to ask you is, y'all some anointed brothers, man, and I'm just like, wow, you know, y'all some anointed brothers, man, to be doing what y'all doing, and I was just listening to the safety zone, and I can hear it in your voice, amen. It's like, you done seen some pain, brother. You don't sing like that, and you ain't seen nothing, and you ain't never been through nothing. You don't sing like that just because it sounds good. You sing like you done cried something, like you know something about some crying in the dark when the lights go out and church is over with, amen. I mean, have people ever told you that, brother, that, you know, the wisdom of God is on you, brother?
Well, you know, I ain't going to say I ain't never heard it, but ain't nobody ever brought it to me like that, man. But, I mean, as a young man, people figure, you know, young folks, we got it easy. But, you know, sometimes as a young man being married and having children, man, it's hard out here trying to do what's right. And when temptation's always, you know, especially singing and traveling, temptation's always around you, man. It's hard, and people, you know, people you look up to or people you think that's on your side, and you really find out as you grow older, man, the ones that say they love you the most are the ones that hurt you the most. So, you know, Doc, just going through life, man, I found myself leaning and depending on God more and more every day. You know, I used to hear my grandmama and granddaddy say it all the time, but as I got older, it's not what I heard no more. It's what I know now.
So let me ask you something, because I've been out on the road, even as an artist, I've been out on the road. I know about that side of gospel music. That's actually what the devil is, where the word is being sown at, let's be clear. But how do y'all stay, who are some of the people that hold you accountable when you go out on the road? Do you have accountability partners that hold you accountable? Do you take the wives? I know some gospel groups, they say, hey, Faith, I'm taking my old lady with me. I don't play no games. I'm taking her with me. Or I take a cousin. Or, you know, my manager, you know, he sleeps right beside in the next bed or something like that. Just what are some of the steps y'all have taken that made y'all so successful being a young group?
Well, I mean, pretty much it's just been us. You know, we use the terminology, I am my brother's keeper, very, you know, we keep that, you know. Our whole life has just been us, you know, like we keep each other grounded. You know, he come to me when I'm wrong, I come to him when he wrong, and it's we've elevated each other. You know, where one's weak, the other's strong, and where one's strong, the other may be weak, you know, we keep each other balanced out like night and day, but we keep each other floating, and as well as the rest of the group. So, you know, if the wives, if they want to go, a lot of times my wife be like, baby, you know, I really want to go, but y'all just going too far. Y'all going from one state to the next state. Oof. And then, you know, we got kids as well, too. So, you know, we keep each other grounded pretty much by, you know, for one thing, prayed up, and then just being there for each other. You know, we're all human, but we're also there for each other. You know, if that's my brother, if he falls, I'm there to pick him up. You know, when he's right, I'm there to celebrate him. You know, so our name is not just the Chosen Brothers. You know, hey, we're chosen to be in each other's life, and we're helping each other be more successful than what, you know, than just living up to a name.
Okay. Now, before we touch on this next song we're about to get into, before we get into my personal favorite, amen, that Shining Star, I'm going to comment on that in a
there
second. Amen. Bless you. Amen. How long you been married? Amen. I don't know why the Holy Ghost got me going there, but how long you been married?
I've been married. It'll be a year in June. I've been married a year. I think, man, what, it's about 3 years, two or 3 years?
Yeah. We married December 5th, 2010. Yeah, I've been married 3 years.
Amen. Amen. So you still honeymooning, amen?
Yes, sir.
You came out quick, amen. I'm married. I see why, brother. You still honeymooning, amen. He's still smiling, amen. Bless your heart, man of God. Bless your heart. I just had the best with you, bro. Now, going
pray
on shifting.
Pray for me.
Yes, sir. Now, shifting gears a little bit. Going into the Shining Star. Now, I must add, you know, we at EMG Radio, we definitely love the Shining Star, amen. The Shining Star is an anointed track. I had an honor and privilege of playing that, and a sister overheard the song. And she just, you know, she was just sitting there and just, you know, and she started crying. And she started crying, praise God. I mean, and it's an anointing on that song. It's an anointing on that song. As we're about to get into it, those of y'all who are listening on the lines, those of you who are listening online, worldwide, web, around the world, amen, we're about to get into that track, The Shining Star. It's an anointed track, amen. It left me speechless, amen. But tell us the story behind that track.
Man, honestly, Shining Star wasn't even really supposed to go on the CD.
What?
Yeah, Shining Star was just a fill-in track, man. You want to go ahead and elaborate on that one, brother?
Well, yeah, you know, we got down to crunch time, and we were really trying to get this CD out, and we was like, man, well, we just really need one more. Let's put Shining Star on. So I was like, man, let's go on and do it. But the whole story behind Shining Star, man, it came at a time where sometimes you feel like you're all by yourself, and, you know what I'm saying, feel like nobody cares about you. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we can forget the promises of God. You know what I'm saying? He tells us every day, you know, he tells us what he can do. He tells us what he wants to do for us. But we get so high-minded and we get about self. We forget what God said he'll do. So this song is just a reminder. When you're by yourself, when you're lonely, when you feel like nobody else cares, don't forget, you got God, he's watching you. He's got your best interest, you know, at heart. So you got to shine the star. No matter where you are, at your lowest of your lows, at the highest of your highs, he's always around.
Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. We're about to get into Shining Star right now. For those of y'all like, y'all want to hear this song. So go ahead and introduce this song.
This right here is Shining Star by yours truly, the Chosen Brothers. We love it, and we hope that you all enjoy it as well.
And it's featuring the Cardi Cortez.
The Cardi Cortez.
Pay attention, y'all.
Friend of ours. How could I forget?
All right, Shining Star, let's go.
Yeah.
going to be all right. Dry your eyes. It's going to be all right. Amen. Yeah, all that weight on your shoulder, you need to get that up off you. You need to get that weight off you. You need to lay that at the altar, lay it at the feet of Jesus. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares. My God on Zion, somebody need to let it go. Let it go. Let that fake friend go. Let him go. Let that boyfriend go. Let him go. Listen, please tell us what that was, chosen brothers.
That was Shining Star. That was one of our favorite songs. That was our encouragement to somebody, man. Like you said, if somebody is going through whatever it is that you're going through, turn it over. You know what I'm saying? Allow God in that situation. You don't have to go through it by yourself.
Yes. Yes. My God, my God. That song, I just can feel that song has shifted the atmosphere in a lot of folk lives right now who are listening in via World Wide Web and at blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. Amen. God bless y'all for that one. I think I bow my knee, like Paul said, to the God of heaven and earth. Amen. That truly is a blessing. Amen. Okay. All right, let me continue. Let me attempt to go on, amen, after that one, amen. My God, my God. Okay, for your upcoming artists, amen, y'all probably say, well, you always do national artists. Okay, we show love to local artists, too. We're not like that, amen. You know, we got to show love. We all one in the body of Christ. But because we do it for the Master, for the Lord Jesus Christ, because we represent the kingdom of God, we have to do things in excellency because it is God. We got to do it better than the world because we're the kingdom of God. We set the standard. So we ask that your music be mixed and mastered. And any music that you do, just make sure that you perfect your craft. Allow God to help you perfect your craft that is presentable, amen, that is presentable, acceptable, amen. So do the very best you can, amen, and God will open the doors, amen. You may just use what you got, amen. Use what you got. And be mindful of the people that God placed around you, amen, because the person that needs to take you to the next level could be right underneath your nose, amen. Amen. And be careful because we entertain angels unaware. So if you need to get some submissions in, just email us, amen, emg7executive@gmail.com. That's emg7executive@gmail.com. Amen. And if you got a Tear the Church Up song, you say, well, we can tear the church up too. Well, go ahead and send your track in. We'll review it and we'll get back to you. Amen. And if it's good enough, amen, if it's anointed, first of all, if it's anointed, amen. Because, you know, gospel is a $4 billion a year industry, amen. Not everybody got the Holy Ghost. Let's just be clear. So we have to run it through a lot of spiritual leaders, amen, and who are tried by the Spirit. I know Pastor Hill, if he don't like it, amen, he'll definitely let me know. So, amen. So we're definitely in the house, in the building with the chosen brothers, amen. Amen. Now tell us about this next song, Try Jesus.
Try Jesus. Damn, you want to tell them about that?
There's a story behind that one, huh?
Nah, man, Try Jesus was the song that was actually written by the original version is by Troy Remy and the Soul Searchers. So we wanted to pay homage to, you know, one of the great pioneers of quartet who really don't get a lot of, you know, you really don't hear a lot about Troy Remy. A lot of people talk about the Kent Booth and Lee Williams and everybody else, but they really don't talk about Troy Remy. But, you know,
come on now.
Try Jesus was a song that was one of his biggest hits, and we was messing around with it. We just wanted to kind of keep the format of it the same, but just give it a new essence, a little bit more musicality and things of that nature. So it turned out to be one of the biggest songs that we have, so.
Amen, amen. Shout out to Troy Ramsey, amen. Monroe, Georgia, definitely we shout you out, man of God. EMG know all about you, amen. We got your material, amen. Call Jesus, call him. We know all about the legendary Troy Ramsey, amen. He will tear your church up, amen, and leave everybody in there shouting and on the floor and everything.
Yes, sir.
Very anointed man of God, amen, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, definitely,
amen.
I grew up watching. I got a chance to see Troy Raymond a few times back in the day,
And, man, he's an awesome cat, man. I mean, that's the same thing we did with when we did So Much to Shout About. Just wanted to pay respect to, you know, the pioneers that have done this before us. And, you know, we just wanted to kind of keep the essence of it. Plus, you know, I'm a Bolognese fan, so I had to have something done by that. So,
well, before we get into Try Jesus, I want to just give out your information, amen, about your management contact for those pastors. I know we have a lot of leaders and overseas listening in, amen. Definitely give out your information, your management. Definitely can put you in contact with, amen, that you get these brothers in your church, amen. I feel some leaders like, I want to hear that shining star in my church, amen. I want to hear that safety zone, amen, in my church, amen. Well, tell them how to get that in their church.
You can contact Jimmy Bender, 615 is our booking manager, 615-589-4900. Again, Jimmy Bender, our booking manager, 615-589-4900. Or you can contact our recently added on record label, J. Lamar Records out of Nashville. You can look that up online, Google it, whatever you have to do. Contact either one of those. Please look for us, Facebook, The Chosen Brothers. D-A as duh, Chosen, C-H-O-Z-E-N, Brothers, B-R-O-T-H-A-Z. You can look us up on Facebook, Twitter as well. We're all around. So find us somewhere and please get in contact with us.
Amen, amen, amen. Before we get into the track, I want to ask you a question, amen. Any of your brothers preaching, your ministry classes, you're being prepped for leadership, amen. Let us know what's going on.
No, I'm back. Ain't nothing yet. I say yet, man. Ain't nobody's, you know, nobody's accepted yet, man. But, you know, God is doing wonderful things in our lives, you know. So we're not going to say that it's not our calling, but as of yet, we haven't accepted it. So we're just going forth as ministers of music. We're just going forward as that.
Amen, amen. Oh, Lord have mercy, amen. But you're definitely anointed, both of you, amen. And I bless God for both of you, amen. Where's your church home at, man, men of God?
We're scattered out because we don't even all live in the same city.
Oh, wow. And God just built a house, huh?
Yes. Yes, I'm a drummer. I'm actually a drummer of Calvary Baptist Church here in Clarksville, Tennessee. My brother attends Cathedral Praise out of Nashville, Tennessee, and the rest of the guys, man, we're scattered out. We got some guys that's out of Kentucky, man, so we're a little bit everywhere, man.
Okay. Praise God. Well, get ready to introduce this next song, amen, The Try of Jesus.
Bam, you do this, brother. You do it.
Okay. Once again, this song was originally by Troy Ramey. We just took it and made it a little bit more modern, put a little bit of, you know, put the DCB twist on it. So we hope you enjoy it. It's Try Jesus right here.
Try Jesus.
Try Jesus.
He's all right.
Try Jesus.
Try
Jesus.
In the midnight hour, tossing and turning. How many of you ever felt like me? You couldn't pay your bills. You was wondering when your next paycheck was gonna come. But you called on Jesus. Yes, you did. And he stepped right in on time. Said, I tried him. Said I tried him there.
Said I tried him.
Yeah. I tried him there.
I tried him.
I tried him there. Oh, love. Fellas, if you don't mind, help me.
Tried him.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Said I tried. Can anybody be when you said I tried him? Tears rolling down my face. I know I tried him. Oh, I know. If you don't mind, have me sing, fellas. Yes, sir. Couldn't even sleep at night, but it was grace and mercy that kept his arms around me. Yes, he did. Somebody can be a witness. You done had to wonder when you was gonna pay your next bill. And I know that.
Jesus, I tried Jesus. He's all right.
Took a classic, man, and y'all still kept the integrity of the song, amen. And I think a lot of old folks are older saints. I ain't gonna say old folks. I ain't gonna run me out the church on that one. I say older saints then, amen. Amen. I think they'll like that because y'all kept the integrity of the song, amen. And it's definitely a blessing, amen. Definitely enjoyed that. Amen. Give out your information one more time, amen, for those who are just now tuning in and may have caught the last part of that song. Definitely give out your information one more time, how to get in contact with your representative, management.
You can reach out Jimmy Bender, who is a booking manager. You can reach him at 615-589-4900. Again, 615-589-4900.
Amen. Well, I hate to turn y'all loose, amen. I hate to turn y'all loose. Know y'all busy men of God. Know your wives probably looking at the watch. and newlyweds, amen.
Leave, Doc. Yeah, Doc, we enjoyed it, Doc.
Man, y'all got to come back, brothers. And I know y'all working on the next CD?
Our label is getting ready to re-release this one, and they were planning on the first Sunday in April doing a DVD
oh,
to
wow.
this CD. as well as what we were going to do, we was going to mix some songs, add some new songs to the DVD, but also keep some of the same songs that you heard as well, too. So just kind of mix it up, really. And just in the best of both worlds, really.
Listen, man, you definitely let us hear, know at EMG Radio, man. We definitely get the word out. Definitely let folk know, man. We definitely definitely let our listening audience know how they may take part of that Chosen Brothers DVD experience. Amen. Definitely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'd love to have y'all in the place. We'd love to have y'all. We'd like to come there and worship with you.
Amen. Amen. Hey. Hey, man, we make it happen, amen. I know. We'll talk to Jimmy, amen. I know Jay Bender, amen. He's like, all right, now you. We'll definitely talk to you, amen. We'll definitely talk to you, amen. We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
That sounds like
bless you, Doc, man, and thank you for having
me. Man, we definitely appreciate you, man. We definitely going to have you back, man, because I know this is y'all year, man. God is just really about to really establish y'all, man, on a whole nother plane, amen. And I just want to speak this to y'all, amen. And don't fret yourself because of evildoers, amen. And sometimes God has to separate Lot from Abraham, amen. Because when God separates Lot from Abraham, then Abraham is able to walk the land and God be able to show him the whole vision. Had he shown him the whole vision while Lot was there, Lot would remain and he would hinder the fruition of that vision. So just know for this time in this season where y'all at, man, God had just got y'all in a key place and he just weeded a lot of folk from you. Just really ain't meant no good. It was just there because the seed for the harvest was coming forth, amen. But God just had to remove some folk out the picture, amen. So I bless you, men of God.
Bless you, God.
You just
spoke
into my life, man.
Yeah, we receive that.
Amen, amen. The Chosen Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, saints of the Most High God. Also, tomorrow night, on Monday, Mantle of God Empowerment Program, we will have the Apostle Lee Tyson all the way from Texas, amen. He will be on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program tomorrow, amen. We will put him on the spot about the apostolic mantle, what is a true apostle, amen. So definitely stay tuned for that. Also, next Sunday, we're going poetry style, gospel poetry style. We're going to have Shafini Allen on the Kingdom Voices, amen. We're going to be dropping from her spoken word CD, amen. Yes, gospel style, amen. Man, God is good. He's doing a work in these last days, amen. And also on the next following Monday, we will have Prophet Sean Morris from Sean Morris International, amen. He will be in the building. And also the following Sunday, we will have the Russell delegation. We're also Sister Lucretia Campbell, also Lisa McClendon, amen, from the Russell delegation, amen. And then on the 27th, we're going to have Dr. Alicia Broughton, who has her master's. I mean, this woman of God, when it comes to kingdom business, she goes in. Definitely look her up on Facebook, Twitter, Google her, Dr. Alicia Broughton, amen. And when it comes to empowering, I mean, she has so many degrees, I can't even name them all. But this woman of God, amen, I can't wait to have her on the 27th. Mark it on your calendar. If you're trying to get your kingdom business off the ground, if you're trying to take it to the next level, you need to be listening in on January 27th on EMG Radio. She will be in the building. Also, February 2nd, we got the Gospel Legends. I'll tear the church up segment returns February the 2nd. We will have the Gospel Legends award-winning quartet group, amen. They will be in the building, amen, here on EMG Radio. Also, February 3rd, we have Apostle D. Edward on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. And then February the 9th, we have the one and only Minister Stacy Ladisaw Jackson, amen. You probably remember her from her R&B days with Johnny Gill, amen. Well, she's an anointed woman of God now. Anointed woman of God, amen. She's going to be on the Kingdom Voice Gospel Program, amen. Then our Valentine's Day, pre-Valentine's Day, we're going to try to shut some hotels down. But we heard Valentine's Day is coming on a Friday. So we got the prophetess, Lanine, Dr. Intimacy, Hanaya coming in. Shutdown Radio will be in effect on that Monday, amen. She's going to lay it out all about sexual transmitted demons and all of that stuff, amen. So definitely going to shut the hotels down. And then February 16th, we got the Alabama Spirituals. And we're going to end it right there. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. But govern yourselves accordingly. If I had a word to leave with you on tonight, amen, when there's a shaking, amen, look at a soda bottle. When there's a shaking, When God shakes some stuff up, the foam comes to the top. The foam comes to the top. The stuff that means you no good, it comes to the top. So don't despise the shaking in, my brothers, my sister. Wherever God is shaking you at right now, just let it come to the top. And then when it comes to the top, be careful on how you unscrew it, amen, that you don't make a mess everywhere, amen, in Jesus' name. We love you on EMG Radio, On the Spot, Nathan. I give a shout-out to my partner, amen, the man of God, our overseer, Pastor Nathan Hill, amen, that makes everything happen, amen. My sponsor on EMG Radio, amen. I thank God for him, amen. I also thank God for the many of you, the 20,000, and under a year, we have become one of the leading brands on Blog Talk Radio in such a short time. They ask us how we do it. It's just God, man. It's just God. We don't mix it. We don't mix it with anything else but Holy Ghost and the truth of God, amen. So let me get out here before I start preaching, amen. Blessing to the chosen brothers. Get that project and watch out for that DVD experience, amen. Pastors, apostles, get these brothers in your church. Contact Jimmy Bender, amen. He's an awesome man of God. Also, he handles his business, amen. Upright man of God. All right, we out of here. EMG Radio. See you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, amen. Empowerment. Bye-bye.
of safety. My God's got you. I'm here to tell you I'm a living witness.
On the 7th.